Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew. Chris Kellogg and Dina here. Lopez has got the morning off. 6:40, now time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get car loans for up to 7 years as far as terms go. For more details, visit pvcu.org. So what is going on, Dina?
Taylor Swift, she's performing today in Central Park for Good Morning America. And a lot of fans, of course, camped out yesterday to make sure they got a good spot.
Just yesterday?
Starting
probably
last year.
3 weeks ago, yeah.
Well, according to posts on Twitter, Taylor and her team made sure that these fans did not go hungry, and they delivered pizza to all their loyal fans, and Taylor's father also apparently stopped by handing out pies to some fans as well.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, that's 1 degree separation from Taylor Swift.
But would he hold your place in line if he had to use the porta potty?
Oh.
Because I would be more worried about that.
1 degree pizza. Separation of porta potty. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's a good idea. Entertainment Tonight says the cast for the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars has been announced, and some pretty interesting names on the list. It includes Lamar Odom from the LA Lakers. He's also Khloe Kardashian's ex, probably more famous for that. Supermodel Christie Brinkley will be there. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette. Kel Mitchell from All That. Sean Spicer. That's an interesting one. Former White House press secretary.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was a celebrity named that, but no.
Nope, that's him.
That's him.
Yeah, and also Ally Brooke from Fifth Harmony. Those are just some of the names that you'll see in the upcoming season. I've got more listed for you at dinasdirt.com.
Looking forward to Christie Brinkley, though. She looks amazing for her age.
For any age.
Unbelievable.
Like, she could pass for 20-something if you were standing 5 feet away from her.
dinasdirt.com.
Got some baby news for you. Quentin Tarantino and his wife, Daniela, are expecting their first child together. He'd make an interesting dad. Just based off his movies. I don't know. But let's see. We also have Dan and Shay singer Shay Mooney, who just announced that he and his wife Hannah are expecting their second child.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he shared the news, too, with a picture of their son Asher. And is sitting there putting his hand on a blue heart, revealing the baby's going to be another boy. So that was their big gender reveal, was with their little baby son. I thought that was so cute.
Timing is everything when you announce the birth of your baby, right? When you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You hope you don't announce yours and then some bigger star does it the same
theirs.
Day.
All right. Well,
shadows yours.
So I guess Quentin and Shay are in a race now. See who has theirs first.
Even.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kanye West's dome-like housing prototypes have drawn the ire of his neighbors for a while, and now they're calling the cops on him. So in Calabasas, Kanye is building these weird dome buildings. So needless to say, just the sight of them isn't really pleasing to the neighbors. But the city allows construction from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pretty strict on the time frame you're allowed to do this. And it looks like Kanye's team has been doing construction at all hours whenever they feel like it. So they ended up saying, you guys need to stop this down. And on top of that, Kanye did not get those permits that he needed, citing for violating building codes as well. And he's got to either get the right permits or tear them down by September 15th.
So,
from what we hear, he's going to choose to tear them down.
So no domes.
No domes.
You wouldn't tear down the ball at Epcot.
You wouldn't tear down the ball here at the Hall of Fame.
Well, it looks like they're tearing it down now, but they're just refurbishing.
Did Kanye not get the right permits for that either? And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. 741. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Some auto loans there are as low as 1.9% APR. To see if you qualify and for all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Pretty sure Lopez was just too distraught to come in this morning after this news, which seemed really confusing, but I'm going to break it down for you.
Okay.
So it looks like Spider-Man has no home anymore. According to Deadline, Marvel Studios will not be making any more Spider-Man films.
What?
Now, it's all being blamed on Disney.
Okay.
Here's how it goes. Sony has had a partnership with Marvel Studio.
Okay.
Which is owned by Disney. But they were supposed to make the Spider-Man movies. Now, Marvel Studio has ended the partnership. Because Disney, who owns them, wants a 50-50 stake in the franchise. And Sony said no. So they took Spider-Man and they walked.
So it was Sony and Marvel together, and then once Disney got in the picture.
Nope. Disney owns Marvel.
Right.
Marvel says Disney wants 50-50 stake. Sony says bye-bye.
But Disney acquired Marvel years ago, right?
Yes, they did. Mm. So, but Sony has the rights to Spider-Man. See, it's confusing. I'm trying to break it down easy for you. But anyway, regardless of how this all played out, fans of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies are not pleased. Even Avengers star Jeremy Renner has taken Instagram writing, "Hey, Sony Pictures, we want Spider-Man back to Marvel, please and thank you." Tom Holland's dad starting a hashtag Save Spider-Man. And but, you know, the thing is like it all boils down to who's right and who's wrong. And if you ask Stan Lee's daughter, Stanley's daughter says Disney and Marvel are in the wrong here. Sony was right to say, no, we're taking our Spider-Man and walking. And they're saying that Disney and Marvel disrespected her dad anyway. So she's fine with this decision. But yeah, I think Lopez is taking the morning off. This is a little too much for him.
DinaStirt.com.
Bethany Frankel leaving Real Housewives of New York ahead of the show's upcoming 12th season. She's left before. I mean, she left in 2010 for a few seasons and came back. But this time she says it's for good. You know, she says that she's excited for her future. She's got to explore the next chapter, focus on her daughter and other things. And she thanks all her fans who have been with her since she said she was in her tiny apartment in her late 30s, wondering what would happen next. So, wow, this is going to be a big deal. She's one of the biggest housewives out there.
She'll be back, though.
She will.
It's like those bands that say it's their last tour and then come back for more money.
I know.
For another final tour.
She's so Cher.
DinaStirt.com.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have hired another nanny for baby Archie. This is their third one since he was born just 3 months ago. This is not a surprise, even though Meghan is a very hands-on mom, according to a source. The new nanny is a godsend to her and extremely professional. They had to fire the other one for being a little bit unprofessional, and the other nanny is just an overnight nanny, so now she's got a day nanny, a night nanny, and a housekeeper.
Wow.
You know, so much for that statement of we're going to do it all alone.
Why are they getting fired? Are they, like, taking snacks out of the cupboards?
Maybe she's getting too chummy with the family, not being professional with them. Like,
maybe.
Some people want you to treat it as a job, not necessarily like you're coming into their family. You are a worker for their family.
We can just speculate. And I love speculation.
Could. It's so fun.
DinaStirt.com.
And Justin and Hailey Bieber are rumored to be holding their wedding ceremony in South Carolina. According to TMZ, they're reporting that the couple has sent out their save the dates, which include details on a celebration scheduled for September 30th in South Carolina. This will be the fourth time trying to plan a celebration. So we will believe it when we see rice fly.
Yeah, well, at the wedding, in the old days, you saw rice fly.
Yeah, or doves fly, or whatever they're going to release at the end. I don't know. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Time now for your latest gossip report. Dina is here with the Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get some car loans as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, visit PVCU.org. Okay, so what's going on?
All right, not really an accessory you expect to see on a one-year-old, but Kim Kardashian posted a video of her one-year-old daughter, Chicago West, with a snake draped around her neck.
Wait, a real one?
Oh, yeah, a real one. And her fans were not happy about it. Not even worried about Chicago. That wasn't the issue. They were worried about the snake, the way that she was, like, manhandling the snake.
Wait a second. So they're not concerned about the child.
Not at all.
But the comfort of the snake.
Yep. So even Grant Kemmerer of Wild World of Animals weighed in, saying, you know, this age, a child doesn't understand the dexterity you need to handle a delicate animal. And you can see the child is grasping the snake's neck and body, which can make the snake uncomfortable. And there's a chance the snake could be defensive, which means, you know, the snake could bite her.
Yeah, we did try to contact the snake.
Yeah.
But they haven't returned our calls yet.
Snake has not commented, and neither has Kim. She hasn't responded to any of the criticism. It's been a good week for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Not only did he get married, he also topped Forbes' list of the world's highest paid actors by earning almost $90 million between 2018 and 2019. A lot of that comes from Jumanji, The Next Level.
That was a good movie.
No, the next one.
The next one?
They're not even counting the first one.
I've already seen it.
Yeah. So The Next Level, he's going to get $23 million up front plus 15% of the earnings. And then he gets $700,000 per episode for his HBO show Ballers. Earns a lot of money from his Under Armour line. Chris Hemsworth also topping the list with $76 million. Robert Downey Jr. We've got Jackie Chan. Bradley Cooper and Adam Sandler on the list. Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, and Will Smith. And if you want to see how much they make, I have it all posted for you.
And I do thank you.
For?
Jumanji.
Oh.
Getting me to watch the last movie.
Isn't it great?
Good. It was pretty
I
good with Kevin Hart and everything.
I loved it.
DinaStirt.com.
It's officially over for Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus, and Liam is the one ending things. He has reportedly filed for divorce, and they weren't even married a year. Irreconcilable differences. Miley's not happy about the split. TMZ's reporting she really wants to work things out, but this seemed like inevitable. They'd been drifting apart for a while. A month before their separation, Liam spotted out shopping without his wedding ring on. I'm thinking the divorce should be pretty painless, though. They have no kids, and they shouldn't fight over money because they had prenups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she kind of wants to work things out, even though she's dating another woman or so.
Yeah.
That's not working too hard at it, is it?
That seems like, yeah, counterproductive.
Counterintuitive?
Yeah, something like that.
Both words.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it looks like the Real Housewives star Tamra Judge just found her wedding dress from when she got married in 1998. Real Housewives of Orange County star's mom found it as she was packing up to move. She gave it back to Tamra. You know the way things go when mom's like, I'm moving, take your stuff. So yeah, she gave it back to her. Now Tamra, not knowing what to do with it, decided, well, I'm going to donate it to a bride in need. So she posted it on Instagram, the picture of herself from that time, saying, do you know someone in need of a size 2 wedding dress? I'm giving it away. It's in perfect condition, only worn once.
That's cool.
So just, you have to follow Tamra's company on Instagram and say why you want the gown, and she'll announce the winner this weekend. So cool thing is, the dress is still stylish despite it being from the 90s. Downside, it's a size 2, fits a very limited amount of people. Upside, you could use it for a flower girl.
There you go. It's like she's doing a nice gesture, however, mm-hmm. making a contest out of it.
Yeah, and you have to follow her
yeah,
company.
It really takes away from the whole charity of it
shady.
All. No?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody will think that except the person who actually wins the dress. And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.